get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools.
Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey. We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw, big shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools.
Do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the Cape.
We're going to hear they might be giants too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
And 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Welcome.
Welcome.
You're listening now to On the Town with Mikey D. I am Phil.
And I'm Lils. What's up, mother fathers? I'm trying out a catchphrase.
That's not, you're trying the PG catchphrase?
It's not working. I don't think I'll keep that one.
Oh boy. Yeah, so we're here. We are going to be bringing you 3 hours of Boston and New England music.
Our good buddy Pat Barry, who has been with us the past couple of is not here this time around. He's all the way over in exotic Colorado today.
Yeah, and I was actually trying to work on a Pat Barry impression, but it just was I could not get that vibrato.
I could give it a try right now.
Go for it.
Hey, I'm Patrick. Garfield. Dunkin' Donuts.
He's gonna kill you.
I mean, there's nothing to stop him from doing an impression of me.
That's fair.
Watch, I'll level the tables. I'll do my impression of me. I'm loud.
Oh,
I
man.
Like to water ski.
I don't water ski.
You don't water ski?
No.
All right. So, yeah, we have 3 hours of local music to bring you.
And later we got, do we got some guests and some bands coming up?
Absolutely.
I mean, we're keeping it a secret right now. We're certainly not stalling for time at this moment.
No, we're actually not. We actually have a song queued up right now.
Right. Since Pat is not here, I feel it only appropriate that we should play this next song, because one of the last things that he told me before he went to Colorado was, I wish you'd
play the dog song.
I wish you'd play the dog song. That's my Patrick Berry impression.
Your Patrick Berry sounds suspiciously similar to Seth Rogen.
Oh, God. All right. Play the song!
All right. Here's Ease Into the Noise with Ballad of the Sylvan Doge.
Yes.
something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Hey, hon, do me a favor and hold the ladder for me.
I have a better idea. Let's just call somebody to clean the gutters.
To scoop out a few leaves? I'll be down in a heartbeat. Whoa! Ow!
No!
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep your bones safe, strong, and well-connected.
Anyone who strained my liberty never has forgiven me. Out in a field, seemingly so evergreen and libertine, till I became frightened of the danger in the nightclub. I looked to trade away that hell for this cell. And here we are, so near, so far from everything.
91.5 WMFO. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D.
Welcome back.
Lils, tell us what we played.
Well, we just, what is that, your car dealership voice right there?
That is my radio announcer voice.
Yeah, it is.
All right, fair enough. We went into that block paying tribute to our friend Patrick Berry, who is not with us currently.
Yes, absent friends.
Yes, that was Ballad of the Sylvan Doge by Ease Into the Noise. Following that, Tunnel Vision by The Hallways, Stockholm Syndrome by The Daylilies, and just now, Baluchitherium with Crying Shame. Not crying shame, crying. Doing the little apostrophe thing.
Apostrophes.
Yep.
All right, so we got some people in
here. Yeah, I can't help but notice, Phil. We got
producer Joel poured water and we all multiplied like gremlins.
We got quite a few more people in here than when we started.
Yeah, it's tripled in population. Say hello.
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 Oi.
How you doing?
Hello,
Witch's
world.
Witch's Tears.
Hello, Ma. Hello, Pa.
Witch's Tears are in the studio with us. You want to introduce yourself individually? Or do you all just speak as one? Like the Borg. Like the Borg. Like the Borg.
My name is Dominic. I want to make a shout out to my father and my brother and my uncle Chris. And also, it's my uncle Johnny's birthday. He has since passed, left us. God rest his soul. And also my uncle Andy. You know, I'm just going to make a shout out to them, and I'll keep it short and sweet, you know.
You can't see it, but we just gave him a Grammy Award.
Yeah.
I'm Gareth Burton. I play guitar and I do vocals.
Okay.
My name's Bowen, and I want to make a shout out to Throatzilla. That's what he said last time we were on the air here.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, and I play the fretless bass.
Who is this Throatzilla anyway?
I guess she's great at doing the head, I guess.
All right.
Yeah.
So this is not the first time you guys
I'm Mike Wareham. I run Reckless Records, which is Tay's got a big show next Wednesday night in Salem at Opus. They're
going to
tell
nice.
You all about it.
Yeah.
All right. So now that he just killed my next question, it was going to be like, what are you doing
here? I'm the Terminator.
I've definitely seen you guys here before at On the Town. Like, for a while I sat in with Pam, and I feel like she interviewed you guys before previously as well.
She was great.
Yeah, she was wicked nice. She was wicked nice.
She was lovely, yeah.
Awesome, yeah.
Very cool.
I really like Pam. She's a great lady.
She's sweet, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Pam. We all love Pam.
I can almost guarantee she's listening right now. So,
hey, what's up? How are you?
Up at her new roost in New Hampshire.
Yeah, hope you're new.
Pam, we love you.
Yes.
Thank you for all the hard work.
And we're happy to be back.
Yes,
we're very happy.
Yes. Thank you. So tell us about this show that you're what is it, your A&R guy? What's your function?
This is Mikey Worm. He's our
I run the record label, man.
Oh, okay.
He's the
A&R guy.
He's the first person that ever gave a crap about us. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, he's helped us out a lot surviving up here. And,
Yeah,
and
we're very, good very, very thankful.
He's why we're even sitting here.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Aw. They just gave him their Grammy Award.
He's the godfather of punk.
He is really the real. He's the real deal. Real.
Yeah, he and Worm.
DIY. Like, after, you know, we're getting a little bit more experience and we're starting to see the way things can go. So we're very grateful that Mikey's a real deal, real good guy, and he's got heart. He is punk rock.
Yeah, well said.
And he doesn't pay us in a tenner and a lollipop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's very, very nice to know.
I don't pay you, though.
Well, he definitely keeps it punk that way.
Exactly.
We get glue in, paper on bags. And glue.
Some Chinese rocks.
Sweet, delicious glue.
Well, those Chinese rocks are also pretty tasty, too. No,
what is that? Is that like those things?
Glue's easier to eat.
Oh, is that
true.
Like when you drink the Coca-Cola with the rocks and swallow it or whatever?
No,
like
no, Chinese rocks.
Oh, that's Pop Rocks and Coke, man.
Yeah. Pop Rocks and Coke, you don't want to do that.
For a second, I thought
your
you were
stomach
talking
will
about...
explode.
For a second, I thought you were talking about like how they boil peanuts in Coke sort of thing like that.
Oh, they do that.
Yeah, that's like a Southern thing. I guess when they boil them in Coke, that just makes them taste really good.
Oh, no.
I was kind of referring to the Ramones song. Sorry, leave it to the south. Because he said, sniff some glue.
Yeah, no. All right.
I quite clearly said, eat some glue. Thank you very much.
Let's get back on track.
Yeah. Lils likes chunky glue.
Do not twist my words on that. Thank you very much.
All right, let's hit. So you have a show at Opus. So tell us more about it.
Because
your record company guy just totally promised us that you would talk about it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Up north in Salem, Massachusetts, where the witches hung out.
Yeah, at one point. We're playing Opus on the 18th in Salem, and it's going to be a great show. We've got a big projection display. Who are we playing with, actually?
We're playing with the bog. We're playing with the band Bog Hunter.
And a few bog hunters.
Bog Hunter. And it's going to be the Opus Underground, and it's...
very nice.
21 plus. It's going to be a great time. We have all sorts of messed up things to show you. You know, you're gonna leave home with bad dreams. It's gonna be great.
Yep. And we're playing a bunch of new songs too.
We're gonna tie up some witches. We're gonna find some devil's marks. We're gonna inquisit. You know,
you do know you're playing in Salem, that's not gonna be difficult to do.
Exactly.
What exactly have these witches done to deserve being tied up?
No, we're witches' tears. You know, we represent the tears of the fallen witches. You know, it's all about, you know, bad trips, bad vibes, and ego rebirth.
Okay.
Mm. You could put that on a business card. Which is tears, bad trips, bad vibes, and ego rebirth.
That's actually not a bad sell. That's an album title.
That's not
man.
A bad sell, actually.
That's an album title.
Is that an album title?
I think so.
Sounds like one to me.
Yeah.
I swear I've seen it on a sticker before.
Oh man, let's go into a track actually.
Sure. How about we cue up track number 2 on this? This is live from the C Note. That's in Hull, Massachusetts, right?
Yeah.
Here's track number 2, Strung Through the Floor by Witch's Tears.
91.5 WMFU.
Welcome to the Sabbath. Bye.
Audience applause.
And feedback. I love the feedback at the end of live tracks.
That's that,
personally.
Little bit of that doom metal for you.
All right. Yeah, so
that was
Big Show at Opus.
That was Witch's Tears with Strung Through the Floor.
Yes, sorry. So, Big Show at Opus. All right. So, and who else is playing with you?
Bog Hunter.
All right.
Haunter.
Yeah. Haunter. H-A-U-N-T-E-R. Yeah. All right.
They're honestly
like
they're
a haunting
cool
in Salem.
Yeah, they're sick.
That feels very appropriate.
This is our first time playing in Salem too, so we're really excited about that too.
Oh yeah, I've always wanted to play in Salem.
All right, yeah, so
I have a feeling you'll dig it. Opus is a really cool venue.
I've never been there.
It's nice. And they give you fried pickles. They give you fried pickles.
I don't need vegetables, but that sounds great.
that shouldn't even count. That shouldn't even count. It's got breading on it and it's fried. But anyway.
And I was going to say something about, I mean, it is that season. Parking's going to be a bear.
Oh, that's right. Jeez.
So
getting close to Halloween.
Yes, oh, yeah. get there early.
In Salem, Massachusetts.
Yes.
The city of the witch.
Yes. So what other shows do you have other shows going on? I mean, you were talking about doing some recording. Yeah.
Yep. Well, we're actually playing Wreck-O-Ween for our second time. Our record label Reckless Records does this annual thing, Wreck-O-Ween. It's amazing. It's just pure energy and hate and darkness. It's a true vibe for Halloween, you know. It goes right in the hole, you know.
It's at the C note, isn't it?
Right at the C note, you know.
Nettles.
Okay.
You can get super drunk and then go dive into the beach and meet God, you know.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, that's Friday, October 25th.
I'm into it.
Wreck-O-Ween 5.
And it's close to Halloween, so everyone can be totally in that spirit.
Yeah, that's
costumes are preferred.
That's synergy right there.
Costumes are preferred.
Okay, awesome.
Nice.
That's synergy.
I bet they don't have fried pickles.
I'm going to make that a point to make them have fried pickles.
Chocolate.
Yeah, you tell them.
All right, I'm sorry. That sounds gross.
Like at Opus, we got fried pickles.
Talk about you guys
going to give us
fried pickles? Yeah.
Well, we're going to be recording at New Alliance later this month. We're just going to do a single up there, and then whatever, we'll see what happens.
Boston staple, New Alliance.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to be doing the next single, Air Trees, Water Animals. Mm. And that's going to be, I think, probably played at the end of this
okay.
This interview.
Well, I mean, I thought he told you the new album.
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay, spoilers. Also, but
yes.
Yeah, and then we're going to go back and we're going to finish our album, and it's going to be a huge album. It's going to be a great first album. It's going to destroy your mind, you know, rot it to the core. Your soul's going to be festering at the end of it.
I think it's probably going to be around 7 or 8 tracks, at least. Okay. So that's more or less a double album.
Yeah. That's a good amount.
Yeah, you guys write epic
songs,
so yeah.
That's a good amount for a soul festering.
It's yeah. Just going to destroy you, you know? We just...
Yeah, so we have one...
We hate you all. Yeah. I'm going to bring it to you.
We have one EP out right now with our last single, which is Cry of the Banshee, and then 4 other rehearsal demos, which is available now through Reckless Records. And you can pick that up at Amoeba Records in California. Is that correct?
Yeah, I got it out in Cali and a couple other places around here. I'm working on that too.
Amoeba nice. Records, that's legit.
You guys can get it online, I believe, and of course at shows. We played, I think, what did we play? Cry of the Panji single last time we were on the show.
Yep.
Very
nice. All right, so thank you guys so much for coming in. And everyone go to Opus on the 18th, which is 7 days from right now.
Yeah, come out, dude.
Next Wednesday night.
I want to see some crazy stuff, dude. We got projectors, dude. We got all kinds of stuff. We got, like, 16th century, like, stuff. We got everything, man. Mm-hmm. We got.
They're not lying. Their live show is just getting better and better.
I can't even say.
And
it
fried
on
pickles.
That's only for the bands.
Oh, only the bands
we
get fried pickles.
If you want fried pickles, you're going to have to pay. I'm sorry, but that's non-negotiable.
Ain't no one getting that for free.
I just want to say, well, witches cheers, and we fucking hate you.
Yay! All right. 91.5 WMFO.
Let's bring it back with Air Trees, Water Animals by Witches Tears.
Believe me, if I started murdering people, there'd be none of you left. Because my children are coming.
stand the bare evil on soil that's been bought and sold with the fist by our side. Intentions we call pride.
I'm Money Food Masters or cruise on the parkway on my TA, I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss up.